It is a Patriots Friday, the last one of the season, and Jelani Tavai is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, and by findmassmoney.gov. And Jelani, good morning. Happy New Year.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Has this been one of those seasons that just flies by?
I wouldn't say that.
Okay.
I would hope not.
Well, what?
Jelani, when you look at this season, I think, and I asked Mayo this on Monday, like the one thing that you believe you guys could have did differently that would have changed your win-loss record. If there's one thing you could point out, if you could go back to do differently now, what do you think that would be?
I don't know, man. I don't live in the what ifs. It's just the little things. I wish. It's just the little things. That's what I want to fix.
Jelani, there's been a lot of opinions going into this last game when it comes to people looking forward towards the draft position for you guys. What's that like as a player to hear the outside noise of people wanting you guys to lose in the last game? And how has Jerod Mayo handled that amongst you?
One, we don't listen to outside noise. I mean, this is the first time I'm hearing that we got the pick, so I haven't really been focusing on what can happen in the future. I've been trying to just dial in on making sure that we were prepared for this weekend, and whoever's playing out there against us for the Bills, we just got to make sure that we're prepared to the best of our ability, and we go out there and start the new year right. You know, it's 2025, and I think our New Year's resolution is to just get this win before we go into the offseason.
Jelani, you didn't know that you guys have the number one pick right now?
I mean, I don't pay attention to that stuff. Right now, I'm so focused on making sure that, you know, my body's right for this this game. You know, that's by far more important to me than what's going to happen later on when I'm not here.
We were just discussing.
And when I say not here, that's the offseason.
Yeah. We were just discussing Pro Bowl selections. You think that Christian Gonzalez could have been on that list?
The Pro Bowl? Yeah, of course. You know, his film doesn't lie. You know, this guy's been shutting down top receivers. And, you know, and if he's not in the All-Pro selection, then you know, then everybody's should be looking straight to him, because that's, I don't know, in my opinion, that's BS. I mean, he's definitely, if not the top corner, then at least in the top five. So, yeah, I think it's kind of rubbish. I don't know. The Pro Bowl is a really popularity contest at this point. So, you know, I wish our fans would have voted more for him, because he's been having a hell of a year, especially returning from his injury last season.
Jelani, it's been a constant theme from you and your teammates publicly discussing why you like Jerod Mayo as a coach. I'm just curious, if everybody wants him back so badly, why has the team not showed up over these last 3 to 4 weeks?
What do you mean by not showing up?
I mean, the Chargers game was an abomination. I mean, 40-7 at home.
Yeah.
It was. It didn't look like from the outside that it was a bunch of players that were playing to prove why Jerod Mayo should be back next season as head coach of the Patriots.
I don't think that's the problem of guys not showing up. I think the guys showing up. I mean, we're talking about the past few games. You go back to the Bills, when we played them, it was by far the best complimentary football that we've been playing since probably, what, Chicago? And I believe that the Bills are probably, what, the number two seed in the AFC right now, and they're definitely one of the best teams in the league. So when we talked about what are the things I wish I wanted back, as in the little things, it's those are part of the little things, whether it's you know, tackling or you know, ball security. Those are the little things that bite us in the butt and, you know, put us in a big hole. So I think the guys show up. It's just a matter of us just making sure that we execute. But yeah, definitely would love to have Gerard back, and you know, he just brings that light and energy to the guys. So definitely you're a reflection right now, and for guys to just look themselves in the mirror and check themselves. That way that when we get back, or actually for this game, we gotta be at our top game regardless on who's playing. You know, we gotta play the game right.
Jelani, when you have guys come out after the game like Daniel and Kwale say that he saw some quit in players, how do you feel about that? Is that something that you might have saw in guys? I mean, you're getting beat up pretty good, and maybe you see some guys that are kind of looking.
You said, did I see guys quit?
I think Daniel and Kwale said after the game he saw some guys that, you know, on the team that might have checked out a little bit when you guys were getting beat pretty good.
Oh, I was too focused on trying to freaking get them to stop scoring. Mm-hmm. I didn't really pay attention to that. I was just frustrated at the fact that we were getting blown out. I was just in a pissed off mood about how the game was going. And that's on us as players. You know, we can't. If guys were checking out and stuff like that, again, it goes back to what I'm saying right now, is it's on us as players to not allow that to happen. You know, we gotta nip that in the butt. And if we don't, then, you know, that's what the front office and Mayo's going to do later on. So anybody who's doing that, they got to realize that they're putting themselves in a bad situation.
There were teammates of yours who were frustrated that fans were booing. Does that bother you?
I was, of course. I don't know. I was frustrated. I definitely think I told a fan to quiet down in a non-polite way.
But can you see how, like, can you see as a player, you know, and I've played before when fans are booing and they're calling for coaches' jobs, like, can you see, like, I get why fans are doing that when we put a product out that doesn't look that good, rather than being, you know, going kind of what Dedrick Wise said and going, all right, these, you know, fans tend to be a little bit spoiled. But do you see the side that the fans are coming from when the product looks bad?
I don't know. There's a reason why they're fans. You know, everybody can say what they think that we should be doing, but in the long end, they're not. They're not qualified to do what Mayo is doing, or, you know, or whatever the Crafts are doing. You know, they're fans. Like, and I appreciate them at times, but sometimes they just gotta know their place and just, you know, understand that it's a work in progress. Rome wasn't built in one day, you know. And there's been like I said before in another interview, there's been teams that have shown, you know, a work in progress team. You know, like. The Lions, 4 years ago, when Dan Campbell took over, what were their record?
They had 3 wins.
Yeah. Right. Do you guys remember what their record was?
Yeah, 3-13, I believe it was.
Okay. And then these past 2 years, I'm not trying to compare, but that's a goal that we're trying to develop here in this new, like, regime. You know, that's the vision, you know, to get to where, you know, or to get to how the Lions are, you know, improving, you know, because that's the type of team that we see ourselves as a playoff contender, and you know, unfortunately, that's not, like, this year. So,
but Jelani, I would
know
say,
that these guys...
Jelani, I would say that game last Saturday was a miserable day. I mean, it was gross. It was raining. It was disgusting. The fans that showed up have more than earned the ability to express their displeasure with a product on the field that has gotten worse.
They can do that. They can do that. And then I, as a player, can tell them the same thing. I'm the one breaking my back right now. So, like, what, I don't have an opinion?
No, I think
from what I'm hearing?
That's a good point, Jelani. But like David Andrews was asked about it, and he said these people are paying good money to watch good football, and that's not the product that's on the field right now. So it's interesting to hear.
100%. That's not what we're like. Like I said, we're not trying to put this film out there.
Right.
You know, we're not. That's not our goal. That's not our mission. Because if we keep putting film on like that, none of us will have a job. And it's not. And it doesn't. It has nothing. It doesn't entirely point fingers to Mayo. It points to everybody on the field, whoever, coaches, players, and front office. So it's not a everybody point the finger at Mayo, you know, fire him. And when I hear that, it's like, F everybody who's on the field, because you guys suck. That's what I'm hearing. And you know, as a player, like, whoever was a former player, like, you should know the feeling, like, if you hear that, like,
that was
you're gonna feel, yeah, like, riled up.
Well, when I heard that,
you're not gonna,
yeah,
I've no hard feelings to fans, but like at that moment, of course I'm gonna be upset, because I got Mayo's back, and I know he has our back, because he goes in every media or whatever, and he's taking the fault, you know. So he's not at fault alone at this. Like, this is on everybody who's in this organization, you know, and we're striving to do better, and I know that we will do better.
Yeah, I remember my playing days when people booed me because I was playing bad. I looked at it and go, like, all right, I deserved everything I'm getting because of the performance I put out there. So, you know, that's kind of where I was as a player. You know, I never was upset when people booed me and I performed bad.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Well, as I said at the start,
right,
it has been a long season,
yeah,
and we are looking forward to Sunday and looking forward to what is ahead for this football team. And to you, Jelani, we say thank you for taking the time with us every single Friday.
I appreciate it. You guys have a wonderful start to you guys' year.
Yes, sir.
There you go.
Yes, sir. And
stay
healthy. I believe you owe us. You said at one point,
Moose of Bees.
Yeah, said you were going to come in here. We're going to get some Hawaiian rolls, get some Spam. You were going to cook up something for us. And I mean, we're still waiting. A year later, Jelani.
They're moving up our meetings. I'm cutting time.
All right, I understand. Well, we'll see if we can get you out of a meeting and in here at some point. We appreciate it. All right, Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Happy New Year.
All right, there you go. Well, that was interesting.
Yeah.
But
Dietrich Wise said it last week too. I mean, I'm not cut from. I don't get it. Like, I remember as a player,
it's an entire different generation, man.
Like, if you boot me because I was playing poorly,
He doesn't think, and I really like the guy. I keep saying this every time, Curtis. I really like.
I gotta tell you,
I like the guy.
That was one of the more shocking interviews I have ever heard by an athlete in Boston in my entire life.
That's the way that team feels.
You're yelling at a fan. The people that stood in that stadium last week in that miserable weather, in the middle of vacation, the middle of time people get out of here, and they're saying to you that you stink because you stunk, and your reaction is to yell at the fan?
I'd have yelled right back, you goddamn right we stink. Man! We do stink, but I think that's...
We stink like castor oil in the belly button.
It goes to, and this is where I think, and this is where I said, like, all right, where I feel like Mayo might have gone wrong, because when you do stink, then just admit, like, I get why fans are booing us. I get why a fan saying, hey, you want me fired. Because the performance that I'm putting out on the field, and I get what he's saying. Like, you're out there busting your ass, and I get it.
Who cares? Everybody, but the guy who's...
That's the nature of the beast.
The guy who's driving the work right now for the electric company is busting his ass.
Yeah. Like, I get...
Nobody's paying to watch him to string the light up on the telephone pole.
But I
this is what it goes back to, and it's why I asked it this way. All these guys, Tavai, you name the player, they say they love Mayo, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they have the ability to do something about it. Not the fans.
Mm-hmm.
and they have gotten worse.
And you know what I was going to ask him, too, but then you guys got into it, so I didn't. I was going to ask him because they, Curtis, they might not have the ability to do something about it. Because I was going to say, does he feel like you that they have the talent to be a team that could be a playoff team? I don't think they can do anything.
But he would have said yes. Like, right. I don't know. That interview, like Jerod Mayo's interview on Monday, mm-hmm. completely different person than what we've seen in the weeks past. Like the way, like he was combative. There is something going on in that locker room.
I just think they're probably sick of hearing about it, but I'm sorry. That's what you signed up for.
Well, when your team stinks, like, that's what you're going to hear. I guarantee you those guys in Detroit, and he's talking about Dan Campbell's first year.
Is that Mayo's message in the locker room, by the way, that we're going to be Detroit, that we're going to be the Detroit Lions soon?
I don't know. I found it interesting. He didn't know they had the first overall pick, but knew immediately that the Buffalo Bills were the number two seed.
He knew that they have the first overall pick. Like,
why would he say they don't? That he doesn't?
Because he.
Well, you know what? Listen, as
and wasn't he on those Lions teams that sucked? By the way,
he was on the Matt Patricia.
Yeah,
Lions
he wasn't.
Teams.
Yeah, he wasn't on the Dan Campbell.
You've been on the bads of both of those teams.
But I will. I will say this as a former player. You generally, like, I couldn't tell you what picks we might have had. Like, you know,
even if you have the number one.
Yeah, because you're like, you don't really like focus on it. You just know that you have a high pick. You don't know exactly which one it is. He just knows that we have a top five pick, but he doesn't know exactly where. I get that part of it. I just don't get the part of players being upset when fans are booing them when they're putting a bad product on the field.
Also, my guy pissed me off when he said he didn't know who the former player was on this show. I mean, Patriot history.
Yeah, well, you know.
The man started the dynasty.
I get it.
How do you not know who Jerome Wiggins is?
A lot of people might not know Jerome. I mean, some people.
Jerome Wiggins has turned into a weapon here the last couple of weeks.
I guarantee you.
There's Wiggy screaming at a fan. Oh, wait. That was Tavai.
I guarantee you, if you have Jalen Polk, you know who Gronk is. He might be like, who's
See,
that?
You just, like, here's a text from Rhode Island on the Subaru of New England text line. That says, did Jelani Tavai really say that I need to know my place as a fan?
That's exactly quote unquote.
Yeah.
And that Rome wasn't built in a day, and that always works. You remember when they had that with the big dig on 93? They said if Rome was built in a day, we would have hired their contractors.
That's just an unfortunate way to say that. Like,
no, it's how he feels.
It's the message from the top down.
Right? Well, that's why I believe there needs to be a change.
And listen, I'm on the belief now that I would not be shocked if there wasn't. But the difference between, and this is, I only can go to what I know. The difference between when I was coached by guys like Parcells, guys like Belichick, the difference was they would get in front of the media and go, we suck. We all suck. We can't block nobody. We can't tackle nobody. We got receivers who can't catch footballs. Like, those are the things that Parcells would literally say that to you in practice. He would say that to whether it was Jumbo Elliott. It didn't matter. Keyshawn Johnson. And Bill would do the same thing. And I think the way Mayo goes about doing it,
it's coddling people.
It's not that long ago, Wiggy, where we're talking about players. And I recognize Devin McCourty is a uniquely great leader and mm-hmm. person. However, Greg, years ago, had him on the show, and the team got booed. I remember it vividly. And you know what he said? They booed Brady. They'll boo everybody.
Yeah.
Just have to play better.
Yeah.
And it was such an easy way to just say, well, if they're going to boo him, then they're going to boo me.
Yeah.
We'll move on. And I just view this as the organizational rot that has brought what was once the model franchise in American team sports to players yelling at fans in the rain when they're losing by 40
at home. And Brady would have said after the game, I deserved every boo I was getting because I played like crap.
Yeah.
And I think that's the difference because it all
that's why David Andrews still is the way that he is.
Right, but it started with when Dedrick Wise kind of said, like, you know, that fans are spoiled. And when you have that much success, yeah, you are spoiled. But that's part of the games. Like, that comes with the territory. You know, it's like somebody who's, you know, like Beyonce going, oh, I don't like the paparazzi taking pictures of me. Well, guess what? That comes with the territory.
Also, to be pissed off, he was pissed off about the question about guys quitting.
Right.
It's your teammate who said it.
Right? Yeah.
It's not us.
I don't know if we have the audio where he said, and we talked about this last week, and I think we even asked
it's his guy.
Mayo about it.
We did.
It's his guy who said it.
Yeah.
This is Ricardo from Taunton. Hey, Ricardo. Oh, all right. I don't know what happened to him.
Happy Friday.
What a perfect way to end Patriots Friday
this
season.
Can you imagine? Jeez.
Can you play that again?
Happy Friday.
This is Walter from Worcester. Hey, Walter.
Oh, man. I'm telling you guys, that was gold. Curtis, I listen to this show a lot for everybody, but I listen to it for you. And thank you for coming out here. If I was a lawyer, that's what I was. Exhibit A as to why this coach should go, Jabari Tavai. Know your place. Know your place.
Fans should know their place. That's the attitude, unfortunately, that I think they have top to bottom.
Just said it. It comes from where? It comes from the top.
Yeah.
Happy Friday.
Yeah.
And Greg,
do you think they do a Hawaiian shirt day today?
Here's what he said. This is Daniel Aquali, defensive tackle for the Patriots, when he was talking to Andrew Callahan. He said, "I feel like towards the end of the fourth quarter, some of the guys just give up, and some guys played in the end to the whistle. To speak for myself, I've seen a lot of stuff out there. It feels like a lot of guys started giving up when things got hot."
Yeah. How dare you, as a fan who have supported this team in good and bad and paid good money for it, say anything about it?
Yeah.
How dare you? Because you never played the game.
Well, I played the game, and I would say this. I would have welcomed the boos in the sense that if you're playing poorly and you're dropping balls, like, I get why you're booing me. I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
And you know what they say, Greg? And it was said by President Bush after 9/11. Adversity introduces us to ourself, and you are seeing what this team is made of, and it ain't pretty.
That is so. That makes me so mad that's the attitude.
But that is
like, get out of here, dude.
That's the part where I do blame Mayo, because what Mayo did when he said this team was soft, and I guess that was the London game.
Yeah,
stand on it.
Yeah,
we are soft. Yeah. We played soft, and so now players will see the head coach not backpedaling and going, "Well, I didn't mean it like that." And then when they do play bad, or when you have one player go, "Yeah, some of the guys did quit out there."
Well, and they had some players that said, "Well, Gerard's told us that behind the scenes, so Gerard should have stood on it because he's saying that."
This is Evan from Maine, my adopted home continent. Hello, Evan.
Good morning. Thanks for the call, guys. It's really frustrating to listen to an interview like that. It's a microcosm of what's wrong with the organization. And for me, the one thing I'll agree with Tavai on is that there's plenty of blame to go around, but it starts with the crafts. And for this supposedly great businessman to not have the foresight to put the right people in place to change the organizational structure is really what the issue is. Thanks for the call.
Yeah. All right. Well, that was enlightening.
Very interesting.
Unbelievable.
Wow. We are going to take a break. We will get to the...
We're all cheering in the suite Sunday. Yeah. No boos.
Yes.
I don't like to boo anyway. No. But I know my place. Yeah. And it's by the popcorn.
Yeah. Do you know your place?
I know my place.
You've never played
loud
the game.
And clear. Yeah.
All right. We will get to Courtney and today's news next.
Happy Friday.